Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Alewives. There is an extraordinary natural phenomenon that happens each year at this time, which illustrates the great intelligence of the natural world. All along the main coast, in the estuaries of rivers that flow down from inland lakes into the ocean, schools of fish called alewives swarm in great numbers as they prepare to swim upstream to inland waters to spawn. One of the best places to view this annual event is at the Damariscotta Mills Fishway that was built in 1807 to aid the fish in their annual migration upstream. Damariscotta Mills was established on the site of an old Native American fishing village called Matamiscauta, place of many alewives. Here, the river channel narrowed sharply, making it an easy place to catch the alewives as they gathered before surging upstream. These fish were a plentiful and reliable food source for past generations. Up to the early 20th century, alewives were called the widow's portion because towns supported widows and orphans by giving them buckets of alewives. Today, you can buy packages of smoked alewives and taste a bit of history. It's not often we can closely observe the behavior of fish without actually getting into the water. But there is a path along the fishway at Damariscotta Mills, so we can look down on the fish as they swim upstream. The fishway angles back and forth as it rises upstream, creating pockets protected from the currents so the alewives can rest between surges upstream. The sheer number of alewives that gather here is extraordinary. You first see them swimming together in big, slow circles in the pond below the fishway. There are so many fish that it looks like there are more fish than water, and all you can see are uncountable, undulating silver backs glinting in the sun. As they ascend the fishway, the alewives leap out of the water to reach the next plateau, where they shelter in protected corners, awaiting their turn to swim up to the next section. When they finally reach the pond at the top of the fishway, they still need to dodge the big old bass waiting under the bridge. But then it's easy swimming up the river to their spawning grounds. Alewives are in the clupiform family, which includes herring and sardines and anchovies, and is one of the most heavily exploited fish families in the world. They grow to about 12 inches in length. Alewives are anadromous, meaning they live in salt water but enter fresh water to breed. After spending several years in large schools in the coastal Atlantic, they swim back to the mouths of freshwater rivers during April to June and enter the estuaries. There, large aggregations swim together in slow circles until their osmotic regulating systems adjust from salt water to freshwater. The schooling behavior of alewives, indeed of all fish, is remarkable. Fish in schools behave as though they were just one organism. They can do this because fish have networks of nerves along and at their sides, which help them sense each other, so they can keep together and move together with coordination and precision. They can space themselves evenly so they have enough room to swim parallel to each other, but not enough room to turn individually, until the whole school turns together. A fish school forms a roughly spherical shape, but flattens out when entering shallow water or when rising to the surface to feed. Schooling increases the safety of the group as a whole, and those fish at the front of the school regularly fall back to the rear so that all have access to the plankton the school is swimming through. When I watch the alewives, I always marvel at this schooling intelligence. And I often reflect on the idea that it would be a good thing if we humans could be as sensitive to the presence and needs of others and possess the alewives' wisdom of cooperation, so we too could move with graceful harmony like a school of alewives. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.